Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey.
Now yesterday we were talking about a show called Wild Appalachia on Animal Planet, okay? The Appalachians are, I believe, a range of mountains in the U.S.
That's right, a very large, long range of mountains in the eastern part of the United States.
Okay.
Now, for our second part, we'll cover the other three seasons in the Appalachians.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot to learn because there are three seasons left. We'll see how the mountains and the animals that live in them react to the changing seasons.
Okay, it's going to be really fun. Let's take a look at today's article.
Reading.
Wild Appalachia. As spring rains feed the greening of the Appalachian Mountains, more and more creatures become active. With so much hustle and bustle, certain species can't help but step on each other's toes. These battles for supremacy come to their height when summer arrives and humans come to camp. The roasted meats and fresh fruits that humans eat while camping are irresistible treats for a nosy bear. Fortunately, park rangers ensure campers' safety by giving the bears some tough love. Naughty bears get tranquilized, given a quick health check, and then driven 50 miles away. This protection allows humans to comfortably appreciate the beauty of the forest. As summer is overtaken by fall, the orange and yellow leaves paint a breathtaking scene. By the time winter comes again, many animals have bred and are getting fat for their long winter rest. The white-tailed deer and elk bucks remain tense, though. They have grown full antlers by this time and will soon lock horns to win mates. Don't miss this powerful tour of nature on Animal Planet's Wild Appalachia.
So the article begins by describing kind of what's happening and how the Appalachians are changing. It says, as spring rains feed the greening of the Appalachian Mountains, more and more creatures become active. Now here, this phrase, greening, kind of means basically getting more green. You know, plants are producing more leaves, trees are growing bigger and producing leaves. So what we're saying is that the spring rains are feeding the plants and they are becoming more green and turning the mountains green, which is why we say the greening of the Appalachians.
Another color that we can use in a similar phrase is graying, when we talk about your hair starting to get
Jeffrey,
gray
hairs. That's too personal. That's too close to home.
When a person is graying, they start to get gray hairs on their head.
Mm.
Okay. Now, this is a very active time in the Appalachian Mountains. We mentioned in part one that a lot of animals have been hibernating.
Mm-hmm.
They've been sleeping for several months, and now they are awake and they are just ready to go. But with so much hustle and bustle, certain species can't help but step on each other's toes. Ow, Pat, that's really annoying when you step on my toes.
Sorry.
Now, we have a couple of phrases here. The first one is hustle and bustle.
Mm-hmm.
And this just means a busy, noisy activity with energy, excitement, and sometimes confusion.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever been to a night market,
yep.
There's a lot of hustle and bustle
Full
there.
Of hustle and bustle.
Also, there's a lot of hustle and bustle in the office just before Chinese New Year.
Yeah,
why is that? People are cleaning?
Cleaning things. They're trying to finish stuff off before the vacation. There is a lot of cleaning. Maybe some people are going to leave. So it's just a lot of activity. Now, another word we saw in that sentence was the word species. This is spelled S-P-E-C-I-E-S, species. And it's the same spelling for a singular noun or a plural noun. And a species is a group of living beings that can have children and exchange their genetic material with each other, okay? So lions and tigers are different species of big cat. Now, in the wild, they can't have babies, but if you put them in a zoo, they actually can. Isn't that interesting?
So are humans a species too?
Humans are a species. We are Homo sapiens. That is our genus and species name.
Right, Homo sapiens. Most animals and plants and other life forms have a scientific name, and that is the name of the species.
Yeah, like lion is Leopanthera.
Wow, very good. So there was another interesting phrase here, wasn't there? It was step on someone's toes.
Yes.
And Pat tried to smash my foot down. Ow! Settle down.
Sorry.
Okay? All right. And step on someone's toes doesn't mean step on their toes, really.
Oh.
It just means to insult someone, often by getting involved in their business. Okay, if you're talking about a human or possibly an animal, animals don't really have business, but we talked about food sources in day one.
Competition for
and
food.
When all the animals wake up, they might start to step on each other's toes or have physical confrontations, actually. Fight over food.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, the article continues by saying, these battles for supremacy come to their height when summer arrives and humans come to camp. Now, this word supremacy is the state of being superior or at the top of your society. For example, the teams in the NBA, they will compete for supremacy every year. They'll play games to decide who is the best.
Oh, that's right. And I would say supremacy, that's how we say it where I come
supremacy.
From. Now, you can remember this word because it looks a little bit like super, okay? And it means you're the top, number one, most powerful, strongest person or thing out there. You have supremacy.
You are top dog. That's another fun phrase we can use.
So there is this competition for supremacy in the wild, in the Appalachians, and it comes to a height. So to come to a height means reach the peak. Okay? We talked about peak in day one, and it's a good thing because peak is the highest point. So we're talking about competition coming to its highest point. That would be when the battle or the fight, the competition is most tense, most serious, possibly most dangerous.
Yeah, we also use the phrase come to a head. The competition comes to a head and kind of gets to the top point where it's its most fierce.
All right, and this happens when humans, the species that really wants supremacy on the planet.
We have it, let's be fair.
We have it. Humans control most of the planet, or so we think. When we go to natural areas to camp, there can often be some competition with large animals such as bears. Now, why would a bear want to mess around with humans? Do they want to fight us? Not really. They're probably hungry.
Yeah, the article says the roasted meats and fresh fruits that humans eat while camping are irresistible treats for a nosy bear. Now, something that is irresistible, you can't resist it. You can't say no and refuse it. We mentioned night markets earlier. We're going to mention them again. Taiwanese night markets are full of irresistible snacks and drinks. You can't walk through one without thinking, ooh, I want to eat that.
That's right. So irresistible comes from the word resist, spelled R-E-S-I-S-T. And to resist something is to say no or keep yourself from using it or doing something. So if you are on a special diet, if your doctor says, well, you need to stop eating
chocolate, maybe.
Chocolate. I was going to say beef or maybe coffee. You need to stop drinking coffee. You need to resist your want, your desire to eat or drink that food. Mm-hmm. But if it's irresistible, you can't stop yourself.
That's right.
And, you know, one of the fun things about camping is roasting hot dogs or marshmallows, mm-hmm. eating watermelon. But guess what? Bears are very nosy. They have very strong noses. They can smell things from very far away. Mm-hmm. And when they smell the yummy food that humans make, it's irresistible to them.
That's right. Now, the word nosy can also mean showing too much interest in other people's business, okay? For example, Ben is a nosy kid who always wants to find out what everyone else is doing.
That's right. If you are nosy, you love hearing about other people's gossip.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know their secrets. Okay, so if you're on Facebook, be careful. Don't put too many photographs out there because nosy people will go and try
yeah.
to look at them all and learn everything about you.
Yep. The article continues. Fortunately, park rangers ensure campers' safety by giving the bears some tough love. Now, this word fortunately is an adverb. It's spelled F-O-R-T-U-N-A-T-E-L-Y, fortunately. And it means the same as luckily and indicates that a particular action or situation is lucky. Okay, for example, I dropped my wallet on the street, but fortunately a stranger picked it up and gave it to me.
That's right. Okay, so all the campers in the Appalachian Mountains, and really in any natural area all mm-hmm. over the world, campers are fortunate to have park rangers
mm-hmm.
around. Now, a park ranger is someone whose job it is to look after national parks, forests, etc.
Mm.
Now, their duties, their job includes law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
so that means they're kind of like police. They need
yeah.
to make sure that humans are not breaking human laws.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they are also interested in safety, making sure people don't do silly things. So if there is a river in a national park, but it's very dangerous to swim in that river, a ranger will stop people from going in.
True.
It's too dangerous. Firefighting is another duty.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have our national forests burning down. That could be dangerous for so many people. And finally, scientific research.
Mm.
So rangers are like scientists, firefighters, police, all in one. They are very important people. They allow humans to enjoy natural areas safely and smartly.
Yeah, they ensure people are safe, and to ensure something means to make sure or certain of something. For example, please ensure you take all of your belongings with you when you leave the airplane.
Mm, very good. Now, rangers ensure safety by giving the bears tough love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is tough love? It's a method, a way of helping someone change their behavior by treating them in a very severe way. Okay, so imagine a parent and a child, and the child is getting very low test scores at school. So parents will get angry at the child. That is
yep.
tough love. You can't
yep.
just say, oh, well, that's okay, another low score. That's okay, I love you.
So
that's
tough,
not tough love.
Tough love will be, you can't play computer games, and, you know, we're taking away your computer until your test scores improve. That's tough love. Okay, and how do bears get it? Well, the article says naughty bears get tranquilized, given a quick health check, and then driven 50 miles away. Now, to tranquilize something means to knock it out with a drug that puts it to sleep, okay? It could be a verb, to tranquilize, or an adjective, a tranquilized bear. The bear is asleep because of the drug. And large animals often have to be tranquilized before they can be safely handled.
And this protection allows humans to comfortably appreciate the beauty of the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to appreciate something is to recognize and enjoy the worth or the value of something. For example, people head to the east coast of Taiwan to appreciate the island's natural beauty.
Okay, now as summer is overtaken by fall, the orange and yellow leaves paint a breathtaking scene. Now here to overtake just means to kind of come from behind and go in front of, so spring overtakes or summer overtakes spring. Okay, and the other word we used there was breathtaking, which means it's so amazing that it takes away your breath, like a breathtaking fireworks display.
Yes, a forest with orange and yellow leaves really is breathtaking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the seasons continue to change, and by the time winter comes again, many animals have bred mm-hmm. and are getting fat for their long winter rest. The hibernation we mentioned before.
Mm-hmm. Now, to breed, B-R-E-E-D, breed means to have babies. Past tense is bred, as in the article. Now, some animals, like sheep, some sheep, they breed all year round. Other animals only breed in certain seasons, like spring or fall. Okay? So that's what breed means.
Not all of the animals are relaxing, though.
Mm-hmm.
The white-tailed deer and elk bucks remain tense, okay, though, mm-hmm. because the bucks are the male
right.
species. So deer and elk have males mm-hmm. who grow horns.
Well, antlers.
Antlers,
fact.
Yeah. And they grow antlers for a very specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're getting very tense, which means something is full of nervousness. So there's something important that's going to happen.
Yep.
Often students get very tense before an important exam.
Yeah, and this is what happens. They've grown full antlers, these horns, by this time, and they will soon lock horns to win mates. So antlers are just the name for deer's horn. They're kind of spiky. And male deer will fight by clashing antlers, and we call this locking horns. To lock horns is to get into an argument or fight. We often use it with the word over. You lock horns over something. For example, the two roommates locked horns over cleaning the apartment. It's today's shortcut for you, so let's take a quick look at the video and find out more.
Shortcut for you.
What is it?
I can't stand my classmate Molly anymore. She always disagrees with me, even when she's wrong and I'm right. I don't want to argue with her, but I think she's crazy.
Wow. You're probably right, though. You shouldn't lock horns with her.
Lock horns? She's my classmate, not a bull.
To lock horns with somebody means to argue with somebody.
I see. Lock horns with somebody is 争执打斗.
That's right. You and her are locking horns, but maybe you shouldn't.
Maybe she should stop trying to lock horns with me and leave me alone.
That sounds like a better idea. I can tell that locking horns with you is a bad idea.
Hi guys, welcome back. We're just going to finish off the article here with the last sentence, which says, "Don't miss this powerful tour of nature on Animal Planet's wild Appalachia." Now it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
The question is, have you ever come face-to-face with a wild animal, and how did you react? Now, I haven't. This has never happened to me. What about you?
Well, it's happened to me with several animals, including bears and deer, and it's usually surprising, a little scary,
mm-hmm.
and I usually react by taking a picture.
Oh, you're so brave. All right. Well, that's a really cool answer. What about you guys? What would you do if you saw a snake or something in the wild? Think about it. Have a chat with yourselves. But for us, this is Pat for English for You.
And Jeffrey, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wild Appalachia. As spring rains feed the greening of the Appalachian Mountains, more and more creatures become active. With so much hustle and bustle, certain species can't help but step on each other's toes. These battles for supremacy come to their height when summer arrives and humans come to camp. The roasted meats and fresh fruits that humans eat while camping are irresistible treats for a nosy bear. Fortunately, park rangers ensure campers' safety by giving the bears some tough love. Naughty bears get tranquilized, given a quick health check, and then driven 50 miles away. This protection allows humans to comfortably appreciate the beauty of the forest. As summer is overtaken by fall, the orange and yellow leaves paint a breathtaking scene. By the time winter comes again, many animals have bred and are getting fat for their long winter rest. The white-tailed deer and elk bucks remain tense, though. They have grown full antlers by this time and will soon lock horns to win mates. Don't miss this powerful tour of nature on Animal Planet's Wild Appalachia.
Vocabulary Review.
Species. Humans are the only species of animal that has flown into space. Fortunately, I won the lottery and I am now very rich. Appreciate. Martha wrote her teacher a letter showing how much she appreciated the teacher's class. Breathtaking. The view from the top of the mountain is breathtaking. You have to see it. Breed. Some male birds have colorful feathers that attract females and allow them to breed. Tense. There was a tense moment when the boss found a worker stealing important papers.